it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Powered by Kubota. For over 40 years, we've been making tomorrow matter, shaping and building Australia together. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on Sydney's SEN 1170 AM.
Is it Wednesday already? Middle of the week? Does that mean that the next round of rugby league starts tomorrow? Does that mean... Yes, that was 10 minutes Tuesday. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on a Wednesday morning. No Brandy. Where would he be today? He could be at Mount Fuji somewhere. Matt Russell in the co-host chair, and it almost feels like, well, we told you so. We didn't want to. We certainly weren't death riding Jason Demetrio, but what comes of an 8 a.m. board meeting? Well, South Sydney do things a little different. They have an 8 a.m. board meeting, and then not until 12 hours later they press the button, the ejector seat button, and poor old Jason Demetrio is out. That's the big talking point this morning. Lots of sport to cover. Champions League on. We are here for Brighton's lawyers. You know the story. Best legal advice going. Keep their number in your phone, 1-800-848-848. Matty Russell, I take no joy in it. What I know, Jason Demetrio, very decent man. I think... can coach. I think he can, but things have gone horribly wrong at South Sydney. I don't know what happens next. And as for the Rabbitohs preparing for a game on a Thursday night against Penrith, Penrith, mate, they're no hope. They're going to get lapped by 50.
Morning, Andrew. Good morning to all our listeners. What a day yesterday. The board meeting at 8 a.m. and then the news cameras there all day. And about 7.15 last night, the news trickles through that, as we all expected and sadly predicted, very much not death riding the coach, but he was gone at 7.15. So nearly 12 hours after that board meeting started. The chairman at South Sydney, Nick Pappas, in the UK on the other side of the world. The club's power brokers, no doubt, spread around the globe as well. So maybe pulling it all together was the difficult part yesterday, and also maybe pulling together their plans going forward was more difficult than expected yesterday. We'll speak a lot about Jason Demetrio this morning, but straight away you tip it forward and think, well, who's going to be their next full-time head coach on an interim basis? It's not David Ferner, as many were predicting yesterday. It's Ben Hornby.
Good luck, Ben. Thoughts and prayers. The story broken on Sports Day with Sats and Matty Rogers last night too, that when the actual deed happened. But you are left wondering. I mean, rugby league's a curious beast. I've got to say now with hindsight, what the hell's been going on for the last 2 weeks? I mean, were you waiting to see the points conceded? What was the expectation? What was the pass mark going to be for Jason Demetrio to keep his job for the rest of the year? Or were you going to react the moment they have their next big defeat is when you react? Because that's the way it looks. You had an opportunity 2 weeks ago with the bye period to do relatively speaking, clean cut and give whoever the interim coach is, rather than just write off this season, you would have said to Jason last Tuesday week, the bang, mate, that's it. It's the end of the line. We give the next person a 2 week run up to their next game. And that being Melbourne, would the result have been the same? I don't know. But it's horribly handled by South Sydney. It's quite obvious that 2 weeks ago, before the Melbourne game, he's already poisoned. He's already gone. They're just waiting for the bad result to get rid of him. The bad result is 54 conceded against Melbourne. Now he's on his bike. But they're playing Penrith in a bloody day. There's no coach. There is no coaching session for the interim to come in to say anything before the game tomorrow night. What hope up? South Sydney are 100-1 against Penrith. 100-1 and blowing.
Against Penrith, then it's St George, Illawarra, North Queensland, Parramatta, and their second bye. So they run over the next month. Panthers, Dragons, Cowboys, Eels, straight on the Edgewater Homes text line. The Big G, good morning. Can I say just how sorry I feel for Jason Demetriou and the lack of ball shown by the South Sydney board? I can only go off what I saw on Fox last night with Jason hopping into his car saying, I'll be back here tomorrow. Mm. The man was there all day and the board waits until he's gone to move on. No wonder the club has found itself in the current state of play. Having said all that, they'll probably have the bounce back factor and beat my Panthers this week. Well, the big G, that's somewhat of a misnomer because the bounce back factor the week the coach goes isn't actually backed up with stats. It might be the second or third week. And you're right, Andrew.
Not
100-1 and blowing against the Panthers.
Not often the changeover coach does not enable the interim to have a single session with a new team. So if anyone wants to base the bounce back on what South Sydney may do Thursday night, it'll have nothing to do with Ben Hornby because Ben Hornby will not have coached them. He will not have had a session with them. If they get a win, the credit should go to Jason Demetriou because he's done all the training sessions with them, you know, strictly speaking. And it's a shortened week playing on a Thursday night against Penrith. But I still get back to it. It's a horrible way to run your business if you are waiting for the big result. Then you had to be tough, as hard as it would be, you had to get rid of Jason Demetriou 2 weeks ago because you can't be just, oh, well, the next big loss we have, we're going to make a change in coach. You don't run a business like that. He either can coach, is the man, or he's not. And that's as brutal as that.
I dealt with yesterday why I hate coach sackings for multiple reasons. But when it comes to Jason Demetriou, I think we need to give his backstory to sum up what's happened to him, because he has coached at the lower levels for more than a decade, had a lot of success when he first entered the coaching realm in England. He came back to Australia, was the New South Wales Cup and Queensland Cup Coach of the Year winner at different stages. He won multiple premierships with those teams. Mm. He won the state challenge with those teams. He was part of the North Queensland coaching group that won their maiden premiership in 2015. He coached successfully as an assistant to Wayne Bennett at the Dragons, at South Sydney, at Brisbane, and he was lauded by Wayne Bennett as being a coaching talent. He took them to the prelim final, the Rabbitohs, in their first year in charge. This time last year, he was on top of the table as the ladder leading coach.
And for another few weeks.
So all that happens over a decade, and then over 12 months, he's sacked. Mm. So, yes, he's been let down by some factors at the club. Maybe he'd look back and say to himself, I should have done a few things differently. But primarily, he's been let down by the Rabbitohs and the Rabbitohs players.
Yeah, on a roll. We want to know what you think. The Great Southern Bank Open Line, 1300 01 1170. You can hop on the Edgewater Homes text line, 0457 736 736. Come at it from every angle. I mean, what happens next? Who's the right man for the job? Your thoughts and overview on how it was handled by the Rabbitohs. What responsibility do the players take? By the way, just butting into Champions League, don't want to cut your grass, but it is 1-1. Bayern Munich just scored, so they've squared up against Real Madrid. Away from that, the good guy clause, are we going to say that was imposed last night with Daly Cherry Evans, or did you follow the evidence closely and think, yeah, that's fair enough, good case, downgrade? But the scale is ridiculous. If he loses, he gets 3 matches. The downgrade, he gets a fine. That's a massive gap.
I thought he would get off. And the games that he's back for now, the game you're calling against Canberra on Friday night, then the Dolphins, and then Brisbane at Magic Round. So there's the 3 games now that Manly get their captain and their halfback and their kicker. What an important man to keep on the field. And now, really, given Canberra's struggles in the halves, does Daly Cherry Evans just kick the Raiders to death on Friday night?
What's your weather forecast saying? Okay, you party pooper. You started running weather from first thing Monday morning. What's it looking like? What's your latest forecast?
Are we talking very wet week in Sydney, Andrew? Today in Sydney, 21 degrees, cloudy, high chance of showers. Those chances just increase as the week goes on. What about we go to Munich, given the Champions League game morning? Would you like to go to Munich?
Well, I was hoping we more had a forecast for Four Pines Park on Friday, but take us to
it's
bloody
wet,
Munich then.
It's wet on Friday at Four Pines Park. Munich, 19 degrees, cloudy, only 40% humidity in Munich, so quite pleasant for the players in the Champions League. But yes, have your brolly, have your raincoat. Felt very much like winter in Sydney yesterday, didn't it? No matter where you were, out the west or in the city centre, I spent time in both parts, and winter is coming hard.
By the way, now back to South Sydney. So Wayne Bennett, So I'm just thinking on the run here. Because, see, yesterday I've thrown out there, and people say, oh, hang on. No, I'm just saying Adrian Lamb's available because he wants to coach over in the NRL. He's got runs on the board in England. So, you know, I think he's a candidate. They're over there in England. They're signing players. They come back with Adrian Lamb. But I suppose, how long do you wait out for Wayne Bennett if you're South Sydney? If he is a genuine contender for the job, how long do you give him? Do you let him, you know, play the field a little bit? If Wayne Bennett's your target, or do you have the balls to give Wayne Bennett a deadline and say, Wayne, we need an answer. Because we look like a mess at the moment, we look like a rabble, we need to take back control here and have stability, and we announce Wayne Bennett will be our coach, and they have to announce it within the next 2 weeks.
Given the current state of South Sydney, you do whatever you need to do to get Wayne Bennett.
So is Wayne Bennett the man?
Yes.
He's number one?
Yes. First, second and third, I would imagine, Andrew. Given his links there in the past, given the sort of coach that South Sydney are calling out for at the moment, if you read between the lines and think maybe a few players need to be pulled into line a bit more, Wayne Bennett is your man, especially if you then follow that and say, okay, well, let's get Wayne Bennett back for a few years and maybe then have him guiding a Ben Hornby or maybe even a Sam Burgess England.
But what if Wayne says, yeah, you know what, I'll just sit back and just see the lay of the land because he wants to see, hypothetically, I want to see what happens to Parramatta here. Do Parramatta, you know, go down the tube, the poo shoot, you know, for another month, suddenly the Parramatta job might be more appealing to Wayne because he thinks, well, I've been to South Sydney, done that, got a grand final, didn't win, new frontier Parramatta, Moses, Gutherson.
He might see more in the Eels
Dylan
roster
Brown,
too, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So would you put a deadline on Wayne Bennett? You say, bang, we need an answer. We need an answer inside 2 weeks. Does that happen?
Now, you have a meeting with him and tell him your desires, but in the end, you let Wayne decide what he wants to say.
Now, you know the history, the origins of the Voss surname. It is, back, he's German. So, and Harry Kane, I think, has just scored. Bayern Munich's in front. I've just hopped on the Bayern Munich bus. I think somewhere, get me a Bayern Munich white pages. How many Vosses live in Bayern Munich? Is Bayern a suburb or not? No, it's just Munich. Let's say, how many Vosses are in Munich? There must be a few. I must have a relative there somewhere. They're my team.
So, Vinicius Jr. scored in the 24th minute to give Real Madrid the lead. Mm. Help me out with the pronunciation here, Andrew. You're the football expert. There's the soundtrack we need. Mm. Leroy Sané in the 53rd minute to make it 1-1, and now Bayern 2-1 up, courtesy of Harry Kane.
Yeah, and truth be known, that my surname is Foss. So, we've been getting it wrong all these years. I just wanted to go on record that it is Fossey. Andrew Foss.
Fossey.
Foss, yes. So Fossey it is. Breakfast with Fossey and Matty Russell this morning. That's Champions League. So there's a whole bunch of things to talk about.
Absolutely. When it comes to on the rugby league front, the South Sydney discussion will dominate. Your health might get a mention as well, Andrew.
True that.
Then there's Daly Cherry Evans situation that we've touched on, and we saw it coming. It's a big result for Manly. What about Clint Gutherson's news yesterday that he'd had surgery on a knee and will miss 4 to 5 weeks as the Eels come into a real tough part of their draw? A tough run ahead, and there's no Mitch Moses, despite the fact he might be back a little earlier than expected. Someone's even mentioning against Melbourne as part of Magic Round. I don't think they'll rush him back, which I'd put a question mark over that. Mm. Bottom line assessment, they're going to be without Mitch Moses and Clint Gutherson going forward. And I heard last night on NRL 360, James Graham rate the absence of Clint Gutherson as more significant to the Eels than Mitch Moses. And you know what? I agree with
him. Yeah, energy, all of those things. Yeah, a little barometer of them. I say the same about Jordan Rapana at Canberra. He might not be the best player in the team, but he's the barometer of energy. And if they're down, he'll bring them back. How many buses can I get on in 1 week?
And we haven't even touched on the team's news yet. That's fourth, fifth down the list, given the scope of yesterday's news.
We'll get there. We'll get there. LeBron James, need to talk about LeBron. Did he walk off? Did he walk into the sunset yesterday? What's the read on it?
Nathan Brooks, he keeps a very close eye on this. I was watching this game in at Fox Sports News yesterday, and it was captivating. And LeBron, a couple of free throws to level up at 106, and then Jamal Murray comes down the court, nails the winner, ice cool, Denver win it. So LeBron's 21st season in the NBA stops on the dime, and then he steams towards the locker room, as they'd call it, not happy that his Lakers had gone down 4-1, so the season ends. And the question for mine now is, where do we see LeBron next year? Is he in a Lakers singlet again, or with his son Bronny in the what happens there?
We better check it with Nick Ashman, the market for that one. So that's on there.
He's on the record of saying, "I want to play with Bronny." Now, if you get the draft,
well, that's right. He can't hang out for another 3-4 years waiting. He doesn't now, does he?
And then whoever gets Bronny might think, "Well, hey, now we can get LeBron cheap as well." So all that to play out stateside over the next few months, no doubt.
Yes. No, I was just thinking about the buses. I just want to get you excited about a couple of things. I'm going to be in an all-Sydney sort of weekend this weekend. I am rattling them off. Sydney FC, because it's sudden death now in the A-League for Sydney FC. The women's Sydney FC playing Melbourne City. Down in Melbourne, I'm on that bus.
Sydney FC against MacArthur, elimination Sydney, in
MacArthur,
the A-League.
That's what I'm saying. And that's apologies with respect to MacArthur because they're part of Sydney as well, but I can't back you both. I'm on the Sydney FC bus in both men's and women's. And then I'm on the Sydney Swiss bus, as you know. And they play Sunday as well. It's a big Sydney weekend that we're building to. The only city that won't win is South Sydney. South Sydney will not win.
Against the Panthers.
And I wish them well. Look, I hope they play their you-know-whats off and they challenge and all of that. But my heart and head tells me they're going to get lapped.
You know, the teams were released yesterday. Jason Demetriou was in his office yesterday. Is this Jason Demetriou's team going to take to the field
against Penrith? It's not the bounce back factor. It's Jason Demetriou's coached them to the win. No one else has had any other input than the pre-match speech. Anyway, have your say. Rugby league, the sport that never sleeps, and when it does, it's with one eye open. 1-300-01-1170 is the Great Southern Bank open line. The text line is 0457-736-736. No one talks sport more than we do here at SEN. We'll do it all day, all night. And the breakfast show, we do it for our great mates.
Bryden's lawyer is unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Bryden's. You know the number by now, surely. 1-800-848-848. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. This morning it's Vossie and Matt Russell. Coming up, Hammy Goodman, Dave Riccio, Jared Waitley. But Vossie, the big news already this morning. Jason Demetriou broke at 7:15 last night, removed from South Sydney. Jump on the Edgewater home text line 0457 736 736 or the great Southern Bank open line 1300 01 1170. The texts are pouring in. Here's one from Roosters Forever. 100% you won't read this. Well, here we go. Roosters Forever. As a Roosters supporter, I genuinely hope JD is mentally okay. We all do. South should be ashamed of themselves, the way they treat people. They even booted their halfback out who has a broken leg. Souths are a cancer of the NRL. Souths have their favourites and don't give up about the rest. They play with people's minds and livelihoods. How can anyone want to be such an immoral club? Strong stuff from Roosters Forever.
Well, I think that's over the top, actually. And I wouldn't have read it out. G'day, Vossie and Matt. Although something had to be done at South, I think it was the core player group that needed sacking, and wish Jason Demetriou all the best in the future. From Simon, the player responsibility has got to be there. I mean, and people will say, oh, well, you go straight to Latrell Mitchell. Well, yes, you do. You do go to their superstars, first of all. Cody Walker is light years from his state of origin form. Man of the match game 3 last year. Latrell Mitchell was off the planet with the ill-discipline act that's got him sidelined. So there's two of your superstars way off the pace. You got acts like Tane Milne the other night. Absolutely horrendous. I wouldn't feed him, let alone pay him this week. By the way, what's on my Sydney thing? Just away from that. What I wanted to say, because I left off the Swans. So I want an all-up. I'm saying there is this rare opportunity this week. Gamble responsibly, folks. The more you bet, the more you lose. Or whatever the saying was, go Sydney, all up Sydney, all up Sydney, all up Sydney. And by that I mean Swans into Sydney FC men's, into Sydney FC women's, into Sydney Swiss netball. How often do you get that opportunity?
We'll get Hammy Goodman.
All up, in Sydney.
The price for multi. Gamble responsibly. But back to your point regarding the South Sydney players. Here's one from Davo that builds on that. Now the South's coach has been sacked, my blood will boil if the players walk out of training smiling and laughing like they have been for the last 2 months. It's not a laughing matter, says Davo. The Blacktown Saint, morning guys. The Demetriou demise started with the decision to let him let Reynolds go. Then Sam Burgess tells it like it is, and then Sam is told to go as well. There are plenty thinking along those lines, Blacktown Saint.
Rightio. Amazing how when a team is going well on-field, the off-field looks great. A losing team seems to have incompetent management. Look, we say that often, don't we? I mean, winning pretty much solves everything. You know, it covers the cracks. So if you're winning, but the fact is South are losing, and then when they lose big, and the 54 and the 250 points conceded this year, that's brought the decision.
Cameron is being optimistic. Vossi, the weather forecast of rain is the only thing that's in South's favour. Panthers' recent history of being beaten is always in the wet. Yes, but South Sydney's middle forwards aren't exactly firing at the moment. Cameron, it will be a challenge for them. A big challenge.
A pessimist, Port Adelaide Dragon. Morning, lads. Bounce back? Question mark. Don't worry. The Dragons will play them back into form in 2 weeks' time. That's very pessimistic. I think Flano would have the Dragons up ready to be merciless, like really play tough. I mean, I don't know what gets, like, people will say, well, they're just going to get back to basics, kick, chase, little things and all of that. But I don't think that's in them. I think the plight is, the rot looked real. And I said it after 2 weeks this year, the 11 tries conceded in the first two rounds has nothing to do with they went away to Vegas. Whether they played Vegas or on Mars, their defense was going to let them down. And it did the first few weeks and kept on going. So I don't think just a play tough mentality, kick well. If your defence is not in order, then just playing conservative with the ball in hand ain't going to help the situation, man.
No. And they've got an important game on Thursday in terms of, you know, many people will think they can't win it. But the pride of the league has to show some pride. They've got to dig in against the Premiers despite all the facts going against them and see what they offer. These texts just continue to flow in. Here's one from Murph Boys. As Matt just said, Demetriou left the club yesterday saying he'll be back tomorrow. When and how did they tell him he'd been sacked? Surely it wasn't over the phone.
Well, I think it was.
Could only have
been. I think it probably was.
BJC from Blacktown, I would like to know, when will management hold themselves to the same standards? And also, let's hope the players that caused this are held accountable. Otherwise, it's the tail wagging the dog. And a little bit different here, given that we've got Dave Riccio coming up, the Western Sydney Eagle, Vossi. Marcel, I feel an apology is in order after watching you on Fox last night. I realised you were doing a lot of hours at the moment, and I went a bit hard at you after you cut off the nudist yesterday. That's fine, Eagle. I've got no problems. I'm on a learning curve, and I've learnt that Dave Riccio is going to say, do good at the end of his cross, or is it stay healthy?
Hang on. Nah.
Something like that.
No, Matt.
Do good. Stay healthy.
Without Dave Riccio saying go well, none of us. We are just wandering souls.
Aimlessly. Through the fog.
David gives us direction at around about 21 past 7 every day.
Go well.
Exactly.
Go well. Thank you, Western Sydney.
One of the highlights of the program. News coming up. We're powered by Kubota lawnmowers, tractors, Land Pride attachments. And if you want the big sound system, that will just, you know, go nuts. Like, your neighbours will all come over. Wait, what's that I hear? That's my Sonos sound system.
My sons have a Sonos speaker. That's what blares out of the shower for 3 hours when they use all the hot water, the Sonos speaker.
Excellent. Who let the dogs out? Is that what they were playing yesterday?
They do not play that. That's banned.
Let's go to the news. Wednesday morning, breakfast with Vossi and Brandy right here on the Home of Sport SEN. But not Brandy, it is Vossi and Matt Russell here, and obviously South Sydney dominating stories. A terrific text. We're here for Brighton's lawyers, of course. This is a great text. It's very short, but it does make you think. Mark says, has Lewis Dodd been tipped off who's coaching Souths in 2025 and that Jason won't be coaching there, or was he? That's a very interesting point. You know, the news breaks of a star recruit out of England, the St Helens halfback. Surely the negotiation must have said, so who's the coach? That South couldn't have sat there and said, oh, well, Jason Dimitriou's the coach. They said, you reckon they would have said, well, he's going. And I wonder if they were able to say, well, and we're likely to have, fill in the blanks. I reckon that's a pretty good text, that. I reckon whoever had the discussion with Lewis Dodd said, no, Dimitriou's gone.
Okay, so you're on the Sydney bus this weekend. Are you still on the Adrian Lamb bus? Are you still on Adrian coming back to South Sydney? Or have the events of yesterday changed your thinking?
I'm saying South's come back from England, first and foremost. South's come back, representatives of South Sydney come back from England with more than the signature of a player had verbally agreed. You're not flying all
so
the way over
mean?
There.
Are you saying that Adrian Lamb's going to be their coach?
They come back with more than one player, possibly, you know, like another player. I don't know who that's going to be, but I think they're in the market for players. And I think, well, if they're over there and they have no coach, and I'm just saying, I don't think it's Sam Burgess's signature they're getting, that Adrian Lamb's the next cab off the rank, that he's there and he's ready and he's willing and he's made no secret of it, that Lammy, who's assistant to Mal Meninga with the Australian side, that's pretty good posting, to have him ready. He served his apprenticeship. He's ready. And he comes back and he coaches. Well, coaches, when I say comes back, no, he coaches in the NRL for the first time.
Let's see what unfolds. It will be another big news day. Yesterday, Teams Tuesday. Yes. If I rattle through a few of these returning players, Andrew, you can just chime in when you want. Penrith playing South Sydney. They get Sunia Taruva, Moses Leota back in. So the Premier's bolstered for South Sydney. Canberra, Elliot Whitehead makes his return from injury. Ricky going for experience, calling Hopewadi and Kotrick into the back line for Schiller and young Chevy Stewart. They miss out. Brisbane get Mam and Cobbo back. Now the Bulldogs, Kurt Mann returns from that broken hand and maybe Jacob Preston, he's a reserve. Wouldn't he be a big in after that broken jaw? Interesting here. The Storm, with no Xavier Coates, we thought Suafalongo might position himself to come onto a wing. They've moved Tyron Wishart onto a wing.
How proud would Rod be?
The ultimate utility.
Well,
so
he went there on the weekend, but that was out of necessity because the bench was structured that way. But to keep the place in the wing, I think Rod Wishart would be a... Let's get him on. Ring Rod up. Nathan's got the number of every former Steelers player in his phone, speed dial. He rings him at 2 a.m. Let's get Rod Wishart on, have his thoughts.
The Cowboys get Helam Lukey back. And Viliami Vailea, the former Warrior, makes his North Queensland debut. For the Dolphins, they get some returning stars as well. Felice Kaufusi back. Connolly Lemuelu is back. So a couple of forward ingredients returning for Wayne Bennett. The Warriors, Kurt Capewell. Now, the Warriors have been faltering. There's a question mark over them. 3 wins, a draw, 4 losses. I wonder what difference Kurt Capewell and his experience, he's a winner. I wonder how he changes things, given that I've been able to find the lead but not convert it into wins.
They won't want to lose that one. And Newcastle showed plenty of spirit last week in beating the Dolphins. So Newcastle coming off a win, Warriors coming off a couple of losses. Suddenly, you know, what are they? They're half the tally of the points of the leaders. So there's 7 off the lead, the Warriors. Here we are talking about how good they're going. 7 points off the competition lead. Could be 9 after this weekend, man.
Dropping games that they should have won given the leads they've been able to establish. Shout out to Northies this morning. Toby Rudolph is back for the Cronulla Sharks. The Dragons, they get Mika Ravalawa back and maybe Luciano Leilua. Lomax finds himself back in the centres for the derby to finish it. Sharkies against the Dragons.
Yeah, of course. Moses Suli with that concussion. So he's not playing. So that's a bit of a rundown of Team List Tuesday as broken on the run home with Joel and Fletch, always first with the teams on a Tuesday right here on SEN. We're going to take calls on the Great Southern Bank open line in just a moment, 1300 01 1170. Mark just says going to break. Adrian Lamb has danced with the devil at the Roosters, so they can't have him. This one, Vossi, maybe Mal takes the Rabbits gig full-time next year. Brisbane Eel throws the name of Mal Meninga in full-time. I don't think Mal's full-time NRL ever again. Life's too good. Life's too good. It is 22 minutes to 7 right here on Breakfast with Vossi and the Missile. We are powered by Kubota and the great sound system of Sonos.
Breakfast powered by Kubota for your mowers, your tractors, your land pride attachments. It's great to be with you and great to be watching some Champions League action this morning from the football's desk. Semi-final leg 1 in Munich. Bayern 2, Real Madrid 2. They've just equalised with a penalty, so both the Spaniards' goals scored by Vinicius Jr. Vossi.
There you go. It was noted by a number of people tuned in that I did actually call you the Missile.
Yeah. There.
It says, trouble in paradise. The heart wants what the heart wants.
James Magnuson just dropped a dumbbell on his toe when he heard that.
Was I
meant to be there this morning?
You'd have the shirt off, James Magnuson. By the way, I'm also powered by Macca's. Thank you to our little Macca's app delivery man today. He got here in record time. That's a PB. The Olympics must be closing in because if you went back about 3 weeks, the times were very poor, but obviously now, as with the Olympics approach, the delivery was absolutely
first
class. We
love Maccas, but do you really need four sausage and egg McMuffins yes. in the morning?
Yes, bit of brain food. On the Great Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. Old mate, the rabbit. Oh, my goodness, the rabbit. Has the sun come up this morning, rabbit? Paddington there?
Vossi, I'll be on a drive to Canberra this morning, and I want you to tell it like it is. I value your opinion, and I want you to be in the passenger seat because, hypothetically, South may call you and say, Vossi, you know rugby league, every single thread. We want you to fix the joint. We want you to fix the players, and you need to do it by Thursday, and you have a one-year contract. Vossi, what would you do tomorrow? All these commentators talk, but no one gives solutions. You can give a solution that's no BS, and you say, right, Burgess comes back. Latrell goes to centre. This bloke sacked. This bloke comes back. Vossi, please tell us, the listeners who we put in our time to listen to you, we want to listen to you back. Tell us what you would do tomorrow.
No BS. So I'm driving to Canberra, am I?
Yeah, so you got three and a half hours.
And Matty's in the back.
Am I in the boot?
Right.
Am I in the boot?
He's in the boot, bound and gagged. Mr. Chow style.
And we're just having a three-way, and the phone rings.
Have we passed the Belanglo State Forest yet?
No. I'm thinking, well, one, I'm pulling into the Paragon Cafe in Goulburn. I'm getting a big breakfast. You, Rabbit, you're with me. This is our crew. This is my posse.
Yes.
So we're pulling in, and we will not leave the Paragon until we've written on, and they give pretty big napkins, until we've written down what we need to address. Are you wanting me to come up with a 12-month plan or you want me a one-day plan? Like, I don't think I can do much before Thursday night.
You need to do a 12-month plan and you've got unlimited budget and you can kick butt.
I have faith in all of that hierarchy. Again, when they're winning, everyone's great. I mean, Nick Pappas, Blake Solly. I could have Blake Solly see him as the... Sorry, Andrew Abdo, but I can see Blake Solly running the NRL. I think he's that good as an administrator. But in this instance, you've got to have honesty, don't you? You've got to have honesty and accountability. Now, from the outside looking in at South Sydney, the perception is that not all players are treated the same. And you can't hide from that. You cannot hide from that. So we've got to get the group in, first of all, Rabbit. And that means from superstars all the way down, we're talking probably extended past your top 30. And you need to talk. And everyone needs to come to the table with something. What do you think we've got wrong, guys? I know that's a lot of talking, but it does have to start with that. I don't think it can just be one voice saying, this is how we're going to do things. You do need to listen first of all. But the bloke who comes to the table with nothing, and I'm not going to put a name on it, but Player X, if he comes with nothing, then I'd be walking away from that meeting thinking, well, he has no idea. He's not invested enough in this team. Because I think they've, you know, even the young blokes, you know, for everyone, and I will put names on it, everyone from a Talis Duncan, Talis, what's gone wrong this year? You know, suddenly you're not in the 17. Why do you think that is? What's happened to him? He strikes me as a tremendous young talent. So I think honesty is our first start point, Rabbit. Will you buy into that?
Have they?
If there's an underlying current that they're not treated equally, that someone of a junior note doesn't feel like his voice is going to be heard at the same level as the other, then you aren't getting honesty. Everyone has to be comfortable to talk.
Okay, after the chat session, Rabbit, I'm going to pin Vossi down with a few questions here using the other text line offerings as fodder. Pedro the Rooster, one decision could have changed JD's demise. Latrell to centre. Are you doing that as part of Rabbit's 12-month plan?
Well, I will say this, Rabbit, we will have to move on, but I worked with Bob Fulton, was lucky enough to work with a rugby league mind like Bob Fulton for a long time in my early days of radio. And Bozo went by the creed, you pick your best players and you find them positions. So in that case, straight away, well, I am saying, well, I've got Jack Whiten. Well, I've got to get him close to the ball. Whiten will have to play 5'8". Cody Walker will have to play halfback. And that'd be the first change I'd make. But it's a defensive issue and defensive attitude and all of those things. So you do what you like with a South attack.
Okay.
Unless I know where you're headed with the defence and you're all working hard and buying in, then we're wasting our time.
Rabbit, keep listening. Head coach, who is it, Voss? Is it Bennett? Is it Adrian Lamb? Is it someone like Sean Wayne? There's another name England. Who's your head coach?
Well, because they've punted their coach yesterday, whatever they do, I think they need to do in the next 2 weeks. Otherwise, this season is totally is a train wreck. I'm thinking, so Wayne Bennett, if he's their option, Wayne, we need an answer inside 2 weeks. Is that almost to the point we need an answer inside a week?
We need it quick. We can't just let this fester. This season becomes, here, hello, wooden spoon, here we come. Thank you for the call, Rabbit.
Absolutely. Now, just before I let you continue, so you're saying you're bringing all the South Sydney players in and you're saying you're all going to be treated equally. Because Wayne Bennett's never done that.
No, no, he hasn't. No, that's true. That's true. He hasn't. So, that's right. So, but I'm not the super. He's the super coach. How am I to coach a team in fair dinkum, Rabbit? You're putting me in charge. You're crazy.
Dane from Yowie Bay. What do you got for us? Dane, good morning.
Good morning, gents. Look, I don't mean to revel in someone's misery. Look, sacking coaches, it's always a hard thing to do. And I do feel for Demetrio in that instance. Look, sometimes assistant coaches cannot just be head coaches. And evidently, this is what's happened in this instance. So I do feel for Demetrio and his family. Though he had his chance, and he had his chance when he made a big choice, and the big decision and the demise of South Sydney started when he got rid of Renault. And from then, the rot set in. Once you got rid of Renault, then you got rid of Burgess, you get rid of culture. So hence why the South Sydney culture is the way it is at the moment. Now, you talk about solutions and 12-month plans and long-term plans. Okay, so Demetrio doesn't meet his KPI, he goes out. The decisions he made and the favouritism he demonstrated certain players was something that needs to be addressed. So I think my solution would be, if I was in that seat or in that car, would be to get Renault back, not as a player, but as an assistant coach. Okay? Because the boys absolutely respect and love him, and he is South Sydney through and through. He's your backs coach or assistant coach and a skills coach, under the guise of Wayne Bennett being head coach again, and also for a bit of mongrel and hard edge that actually South Sydney really need, and they've missed since he was sacked, you've got to get Slam and Stan back also. That, therefore, they are South Sydney through and through. It leads to a transition program. Wayne can train up Sammy, and he can train up Renault. And I think that is your five-year plan. Because the biggest thing that happens is it's the poison chalice when Wayne leaves and in club. Ooh. Because he is such a big figure.
On that note, Dane, thank you for the call. You've put together the ingredients for the cake. Maddie, you have the stats.
Absolutely. Every coach to follow Wayne Bennett into an NRL position has been sacked. I'll go through the list. Ivan Henjak, Steve Price, Rick Stone, Anthony Seibold, Jason Demetriou, none of them got beyond three seasons after following Don Bradman into bat or Fred Astaire onto the dance floor, Andrew. It is Fred a poison Astaire. Chalice. So good luck, Christian Wolf. Very good young coach.
Fred Astaire.
But every single coach.
Have there been any blokes that can dance since Fred Astaire? Bloody 50 years ago.
Every single coach to follow Wayne into an NRL gig has been sacked.
On this day in just a moment, it's 7 minutes to seven. We're proudly brought to you by Bryden's Lawyers. If you're sick, unwell, ring Bryden's Lawyers. Any legal advice, they're there to help. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Thanks to Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness? Contact Bryden's Lawyers at 1.5 minutes to seven. Hello. There we go. I don't know what happened to the intro. On this day, it's not the same. I want to hear man walking on the moon. Hmm.
1931, it's May 1, Andrew. Pinch and a punch, first day of the month. 1931, Empire State Building. It opened in New York City, the world's tallest building at the time. 1931 was opened on the 1st of May.
1967, Elvis Presley married Priscilla at the Aladdin Hotel in Vegas. And although the marriage license was only $15, the wedding cake cost $3,500. The couple divorced after 5 years of marriage on October 9, 1973.
Sad one, Andrew. 1994, Ayrton Senna was killed on this day during the San Marino Grand Prix at Imola.
1967, Get It On, American country music singer-songwriter Tim McGraw born. Is it birthday? I don't know.
Birthdays, Ray Parker Jr.
Oh, giddy up.
1954, he was born.
There's your song to go to the
leads us to this. Strange in your neighborhood.